O'clock. A very good morning to you and welcome to the show. Continuing our small business focus this week, today we're shining the spotlight on a local photography business. Now, we don't have to remind you of the value of photography, and especially when you start looking for photographs in order to remind somebody and taking of selfies and, you know, those kind of things. It becomes so important and to put down those memories and keep those memories with you. You know, how it allows people to see the world from different perspectives. It's how it tells a story and connect us to our past, to remind us of people, some places, some holidays we've been on, feelings, and also of celebrations. So Nicole Photocall is a Cape Town-based photography business that specializes in lifestyle snaps and portraits. Nicole Jacobs joins us on the line. A very good morning to you, Nicole, and welcome to Cape Talk.
Good morning. How are you doing? I'm doing well, thank you.
I am very good, but I am very bad at keeping photographs. I have a number of photo albums, which everybody laughs at me and says, you still have a photo album? So tell us about your photography business and why you went into lifestyle and sort of portrait photography.
It's actually a funny story. When I was studying photography, my dad would ask me, like, are you going to do weddings? What's the plan? What are you planning on doing? And, you know, as a young student, you are like, no, I will never do weddings. I will never do parties. The main focus right now is fashion photography. I want to do fashion photography for magazines, etc., etc. And then later I realized that not only will the lifestyle photography as well kind of, you know, have a better income, but also that is where you can actually see people making their memories. Because if you do fashion photography, you can't really see a memory being made because it's a job to someone else. But the moment you start capturing weddings, 21st parties, etc., family photo shoots, you can actually see how people are creating memories and how people are creating lasting memories. So that was my main focus, to see people's faces light up when I do the photography and to see people's faces light up when I give them their photographs back, so that they can see this is going to be something that they can look at in the next 15 years or the next 20 years, knowing that there's always going to be that source of, you know, that's also of a memory. So that was the main idea that I had, because I know that many times we aren't able to capture something and then we lose someone and then we don't have any photos of them. So it's really imperative that we do. That's why my name is Nicole Photocall, because taking photos is protocol. You need to do it. It has to be done. So that is basically, you know, what I had in mind.
Who is actually your ideal client, and what do you deliver for the client? Is it only just 21st parties, wedding parties, and celebrations? Or do you just say, okay, you know, you have a new baby in the house, let's come and take some pictures of that? Or do you just, you know, normally do family portraits? Because a photograph normally captures that specific moment, and in that specific moment there are certain specific emotions also that is captured at that moment. So who is your ideal client?
So I do not have an ideal client. Funny story, I'm actually doing my first newborn shoot today, and I'm actually so excited because I've never done a newborn shoot. I've always just done weddings, like you said. I've always just done parties, but I am open to trying new things because the market is growing every day and it's expanding with different types of shoots. So my mom said that back in the day, they didn't do maternity shoots. And today, it's of importance for people to do maternity shoots. And newborn shoots was never done back in the day because we all just have really out of focus photos of our fat faces in albums, and that's basically it.
That naked photo of the baby in the bath.
Exactly. I think all of us that were born in from the 70s to the 90s, everyone has a photo in the bath. So I think that I'm open to growth and I'm open to trying my hand in different types of shoots, so that I'm able to, you know, expand my portfolio, and not just that, but offer my services to different people who may need it. So I do not have an ideal client. I'm open to anything, and that is how we grow, and that is how we learn more about ourselves in this industry as well.
The pandemic must have had quite an effect on your business, and you know, you probably have had to pivot yourself and do something else and leverage on social media as a means to connect to yourself, to your clients or potential clients. How do you see things moving forward for your photography business?
So the pandemic had a major knock, I think, on everyone that's in the entertainment industry and in I would say the photographic industry especially, because we depend on people being together, and we depend on big groups of people coming together and celebrating. And for the whole of 2020, I did not have an income. Only close to the end, when lockdown kind of, you know, lightened up a bit, I did not have an income. And I think that moving forward now, I can say that a lot of the business that I did have is picking up. A lot of people that I had to kind of put out their weddings or kind of, you know, just completely cancel it. A lot of them are coming back to me and saying, okay, we decided to give this a go one more time, hoping that lockdown wouldn't, you know, mess up our plans. And I think that right now I can say that a lot of the photographer friends that I have, and me especially, we have business coming in, and God has been so good that we have business coming in. So I'm really grateful to see how people, even matric balls, it's not a traditional matric ball anymore. You just do your photo shoot and then you go to the celebration. And it's something that I also enjoy doing is graduation shoots. So a lot of students, they can't have that special moment of them walking on stage, but I see what a lot of students are doing instead is doing graduation shoots. So I love doing these things so that I can see how my business is developing as well. So that's very exciting.
Chatting this morning to our small business spotlight, which is Nicole Photocall Photography, and she says photocall because it is a protocol for you to take those photographs. Coming back, and we've had to put Nicole on a bit of a hold. It's 28 minutes to 11 o'clock. This is the Morning Review with me, Zane Johnson, through until 12 o'clock. And between 11 and 12, we spend an entire hour in conversation with Old Mutual on illness insurance and some of the very pertinent questions, even some of the facts that I had discovered that one should ask, and the question that we should be asking. If you have any problems in terms of illness insurance, send us a WhatsApp message to 0725671567, or you can give us a call on 0214460567. Nicole, welcome back again to the show. Apologies for putting you on hold, but I think, you know, many clients were forced to postpone the weddings, and I think that you say that things are picking up quite nicely, and you know, things are very unpredictable, but people are now moving into a space whereby people are vaccinated. You are allowed X amount of people at a wedding. You know, at the same time, all these losses that we've faced, and people have passed on, you know, our friends, our family, our extended families have passed on. And these memories, it's important to capture those memories, you know, on camera before, and then you have that as a backup for those memories. And I've always felt that, you know, a picture is a picture that you have in a photo album. Does it elicit more to you as a photographer than something that's on a digital stick?
I would say there are options that I give my clients always. I give them, so I have different packages that offer different media, that offer like different types of media. So on a few packages, it's only digital photos that they can decide that they want to print out or not. And then there are other options where I do have prints, and then I frame a print as well. And I give you photo books to, you know, look back on, because nowadays they don't print out all the photos and put it in an album anymore. It's more convenient now with regards to it being a photo book. So I would say that a lot of people, they opt for the photo book option because when family come over, then everyone is sitting around the coffee table, and then they just pop out the coffee table book, and it's a joyous occasion to see people look through it and see how their faces light up when they see the prints. And some people also tell me, I'm not really fond of the prints. I want the digital photos only. So I would say that because the world is a lot more digital and because the world is a lot more, you know, phone orientated, a lot of people would much rather have the digital prints than the printouts. But my options are there, and I do give people the option to print out their photos or just have it digitally.
Mm. Have you found, because this is what we found in the family, you know, somebody passes on, or for instance, mom starts moving things around, and then mm-hmm. in that little brown box under the bed somewhere, you find all of these brilliant photographs. And we've got a cousin's WhatsApp group, and the most amazing photographs have come out because one of my uncles was a very avid photographer. So the weddings, the birthdays, the labarangs, and all of those things were so nicely captured in those photographs. And you can actually look at them over and over again. And we share them on the WhatsApp group. Do you have any of your past clients come back to you to do more photo shoots or more portrait shoots as a result of the pandemic, saying, okay, we've had this baby. This baby's now a year and a half old, and we would now like a photo shoot for him or her?
Yes, I've had clients come back, maybe a couple that did an engagement shoot or a couple that had their wedding done with me. And then they would come back and say, you know what, we actually want to surprise my mom or surprise my dad with a family shoot because they haven't had their photos done in so long. So please, let's do a family shoot. Or even a lot of people are coming to me now with requests to do family shoots because we do realize that life is fleeting and it can disappear in any moment. And even in our home as well, many times we go through the photo albums and we go through the photos and we see photos of my grandfather that passed away more than 11 years ago. And it's so nice to look back on because you're like, they lived in this moment and they were present in this moment. And now that they're not with us anymore, we do have this photo to remind us about the feeling that we had when we were maybe celebrating my parents' marriage or celebrating my mother's 21st when she was younger. So it's really important that people take their photos. I would say that it's really, really important, no matter what photographer you use, no matter who you use, try and get professional photos done, because having photos on your phone, it's not going to work, because sometimes the photos are flat, sometimes it's out of focus, and then that's the only photo you have of this person. Like in 2019, we lost my cousin shortly after his matric ball, and I would say thank God that we had a photo, not that he died, but that we had a photo of his matric ball that we could use for his program book, because that was also more proof. You never know what's going to happen. So make sure that there's always photos so that you can look back on it and so that you can reminisce and, you know, have a sense of nostalgia when you look back to say, what happened after this moment we took this photo? Everyone was laughing at this moment. So it's really important.
And that's the key thing about a photograph, isn't it? It places you within a particular space in your life. Yes. It's a matric ball, so you were so old and it was this particular night. And uncle, you know, when you get to a wedding, I always say there's always an Uncle Dougie at a wedding. You know, there's always this Uncle Dougie who's always dancing with everybody. He's the sort of life of the party. And those moments that you need to capture are absolutely important. Chatting this morning to our small business spotlight, and we're placing this on Nicole Photocall Photography. Nicole Jacobs is the founder at Photocall Photography. A WhatsApp coming in, Nicole, on 0725671567. Lovely photographer on the line, Zane. A nice voice, and you can hear her passion. How much does she charge? And comes from Anne. The cost, how does the cost vary, and how does cost impact? Because I know these days you can get a very good photo shoot at a very good price. And you can get very good quality work at exceptional prices. So how does your pricing work?
Okay, so I don't really reveal my pricing, you know, because it's competitive. So I don't really reveal my pricing immediately. But as soon as the client contacts me directly, I would send my price list privately. But I would say that my photo shoots for an hour, it will shock a lot of people, but I always say if you want quality, you need to pay for it. So my pricing ranges from 2,000 rand to, you know, whatever event you want me to shoot, whether it's a wedding, whether it's a matric ball, whether it's a 21st or whatever photo shoot you want to have done. And I always urge people, if you are shooting with a group, have everyone chip in and have everyone, you know, come together and pay the amount so that the price wouldn't be as heavy on one person booking the photo shoot. So, that's basically what I charge.
You know, 2,000 rand for a photo shoot for an hour or a little bit more than an hour is actually not that expensive, because first of all, you're getting professional photography, capturing the moment correctly, because a photographer sees things from a different eye than, you know, than what you would see, and you would just basically pose in the way that you normally would pose. Do you ever have difficult clients who don't know how to pose, or, you know, they look funny, they're nervous, and how do you cope with a difficult client?
So I don't have difficult clients. I have shy clients sometimes. So basically what happens is they would tell me in the beginning, oh, I'm not photogenic, and I'm not really, you know, I don't really like photos. But the moment I start shooting and the moment I start directing them, I direct them maybe like once or twice, and then they just start posing, and then they just start doing things out of their own. So it's really about how comfortable the photographer makes you. And if the photographer gives you direction on how to pose and what to do, then afterwards you can see how the client just melts into the moment, and then the client would just, you know, do what they want to do. So there are many times where I would photograph people, and then they would be shy in the beginning. But the moment they get the photos and they're like, wow, I didn't know that I could look like this on photos, or I didn't know that this is me. I can't believe that this is me. So I do deal with a lot of clients that are shy and that wouldn't know how to pose in the beginning.
Where do you see the future of photography lies? Because these days everybody's got a smartphone, and everybody thinks that the smartphone is the standard for photography, and it's actually not.
It's not. It's very scary, actually, because I had an event that I shot a few months ago, and then the client told me that he'd much rather prefer have the photos done on an iPhone 12. So I was like, wow, it's really not the same. You don't get that same feeling, because the iPhone, anyone who has an iPhone, you know that an iPhone has a specific color grading to it. Everyone knows when a picture is taken on an iPhone. But the moment you take a picture on a camera, you can actually see the passion of the photographer in that picture. I always say, when I do photography and when I give my clients their photos, you can see my heart and soul in my photography, and you can see my heart and soul in the work that I produce, because it's not just me snapping away on a phone. It's not the same. And a lot of people would prefer having their photos taken on an iPhone, which is okay, that to each their own. But I would say that having photos professionally done on a camera would much rather give you a greater chance of having timeless photos, basically.
And The people who come and chat, let's first say a small business spotlight this morning with Nicole Photocall. I'm having such a nice conversation with you. Nicole Jacobs, the founder at Nicole Photocall Photography. The people who come to you with a 2-year-old, you know, those terrible twos, and who come to you with this darling cat of theirs that you now need to take a photograph of or do a photo shoot on. Is that difficult, or do you just live yourself into that specific moment and that specific time, and you handle it as it comes?
Toddlers are very energetic. I would always say toddlers are very energetic, and they are either running around, zooming everywhere, or they are extremely shy and they don't want to take photos. Then there are many times where I have to, you know, whip out my funny faces, or I have to whip out you know, something to get the attention. And sometimes, you know, a phone gets a toddler's attention. And the moment I show them my phone and I start making funny faces behind the camera, because I refrain from touching toddlers, or I refrain from touching any of my clients, actually, it's just the communication that you have with the client. And the moment you are friendly and a toddler sees, okay, he can be himself, that is when they start loosening up, or they start calming down. And sometimes parents come back to me and then they thank me for being patient with the toddler, because sometimes we go over time and sometimes we don't even stick to the time limit that I'm supposed to shoot for. But it's just that communication that you have with the toddler or the client, or even just being as patient as possible, because photography, you need a lot of patience, because you don't know which client you're going to deal with. You don't know if there's going to be a dog involved, or if there's, like you said, a cat involved. So it requires a lot of patience, and it requires passion, because the moment you don't have passion to do this, then you're going to get frustrated and you're going to get irritated with people. You're going to get annoyed because people aren't doing what they're supposed to do. So it's really, I had to learn how to be patient, basically.
One very last question. Where do we get hold of you? Facebook, Instagram, where can people find you?
You can find me on Instagram at Nicole Photocall. And can I give my number?
Anybody calling us for Nicole, anybody wants to contact Nicole, you can obviously chat to the producers and they'll give your WhatsApp number out. And that's Nicole Jacobs. Thank you very much for the chat this morning.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful morning. I really had a great time. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks very much. Nicole Photocall Photography, that's our small business spotlight for this morning.